Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
You know, something we've spoken about in the past, of course, when we say human trafficking, I think a lot of people just think, oh, that's people of a certain age, and that's what's happening, as bad as it is. But there's another aspect of human trafficking, which I find even sadder still. I don't know what other words to use, and that's where children are involved.
Yeah, I mean, we have, unfortunately, there's, CSEC is what we refer to it as, the anachronism, the commercial sexual exploitation of children. And we also have CSAM, which is child sexual abuse material, which is out there. So, you know, through our Children's Advocacy Center, we try to go out and do community outreach, and we do trainings for police officers, social workers, and other agencies who might be dealing with these children and or other individuals and victims of human trafficking, to see what we can do to help them best as they can, so they know what to look for when they go out there.
Now, I think a lot of people might find it hard to believe, in an area like this where you think most people are relatively good and it's a nice, you know, the South Shore is a nice community, this stuff happens here.
It does. I mean, it's not just a problem that's abroad anymore. It's here, unfortunately. It's not, when I say here, it's not just in Marshfield, it's not just in Plymouth County, it's all around us. And, you know, you see it even in you can see human trafficking situations going on up in the Boston area where they have the Mass and Cass area. There's all sorts of significant things going on up there. People trading their bodies for monies, for drugs, for whatever it may be. And I think that you have these difficult situations. It's important for us to train the people to stay on top of what's the newest things that are out there and how can we continue to help people as best as we possibly can.
Now, when you say train people, who actually gets trained in this? Is it just police officers or are there other people that deal with this issue?
No, it's anybody really in that world, whether it be DCF, whether it be police officers, doctors. Sometimes doctors at emergency rooms, when somebody comes in to be treated for a physical ailment, they may not know what they're looking for. When police officers show up at scenes, what can they look for to see what may be there that could pertains to deal with human trafficking, CSEC, or even, you know, the other things, like drug endangered kids, you know, how do you help children? How do you really get behind in these CACs, through ICAC? How do you break cycles of domestic violence and child abuse? How do you help these kids that need it the most?
What about people, let's say I think a lot of times people are so afraid to get involved or afraid they're going to be incorrect when they think they see a such situation. Maybe it's within their own family or with a neighbor or someone else where they think some of this may be happening. And maybe they're hesitant to say anything. What do you suggest people do in situations like that?
I would call the professionals. If I thought something was happening and I wasn't sure one way or the other, I would want to get a professional person to look at it, whether it be a police officer, whether it be DCF, whether it be a mandated reporter that may be out there. Somebody that's been trained in this field so they can tell you what they think. And maybe it's nothing. You're right. And maybe, you know, you're being too cautious. But can you really be too cautious when you're talking about the safety of a child? I don't think you can. So if you see something out there and you believe that something's going on, don't be afraid. Don't get to interject yourself, but don't be afraid to reach out to the people who are trained to deal with these issues.
You know, 20 years ago, you really wouldn't have probably heard anything about this. I think people, it was, you know, out of sight, out of mind. They didn't think that things like this happened. A lot has come forward, I'd say, in the last 20 years where people are more aware of these situations that may be going on.
Yeah, I mean, and most DA's offices work in conjunction with their children's advocacy centers. I mean, last year in Plymouth County, we had 963 complaints for either physical or sexual abuse, and about 100 of those were dealing with CSEC and CSAM. So there's a lot of things that are going on a daily basis. The terrible thing about, you know, you're trying to help these kids and get them the help that they can to break those cycles, but many of the cases that are brought to us, you can't prosecute them because the kids can't go forward. The kids can't speak about it. The kids may be too young. There may be too much trauma in their life at this point. They can't go forward. But that doesn't mean that we can't get them services and help. And once again, try to help them so that, you know, today's victims don't become tomorrow's perpetrators.
And when you say young, you know, people are thinking they really are young children. When you say they can't speak about it, they might not have the words to be able to put together to describe what has happened or is happening to them.
We've dealt with infants. I mean, it is. It's a terrible world that's out there. But you should know that there are a lot of good people that are working hard every day to try to make sure that we can provide the help that we can to the people that need it the most, and that's really what this is about.
If you think that you have questions about this, or you know someone and you think there may be a situation that you want to find out more about, or anything that your office deals with, what's the best way to get in touch with the DA's office?
You can always call us. We always have an ADA on call, 508-584-8120, or go on our website, PlymouthDA.com. Everything that we do is pretty much on there. And if you have questions, that you, further questions, you can certainly reach out to us and we can go forward from there.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We've got traffic and weather right after this.